Dark chocolate and tea could lower your blood pressure, major study finds. That square of dark chocolate or morning cup of tea might be giving your heart a subtle but measurable health boost. A recent analysis of nearly 80 years of research has found that antioxidants in everyday foods like tea, dark chocolate, and apples can considerably lower blood pressure and reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. The findings are encouraging for those looking for accessible ways to manage their blood pressure and support their heart health through enjoyable dietary changes, said Christian Heiss, professor of cardiovascular medicine at the University of Surrey and the study's lead author, in a statement. The power of plant compounds. The secret lies in naturally occurring compounds called flavin, 3-oles, or flavanols, a type of plant nutrient found in a variety of foods. In the body, flavanols help reduce inflammation and protect cells from damage. The comprehensive review, published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology, examined 145 clinical trials involving more than 5,200 adults. On average, participants who included more flavanol-rich foods and beverages in their diets saw their systolic blood pressure, the top number in a reading, drop by about 3 millimeters of mercury, and their diastolic pressure, the bottom number, fall by 2 millimeters of mercury. With cardiovascular disease being the leading cause of death worldwide, even small improvements in blood pressure can reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes. Blood pressure measures in that range can seem small, but still have some significance. Dr. Michael Garshick, a cardiologist at NYU Langone Health, told the Epoch Times in an email. He noted that earlier research showed that every 5 millimeters of mercury drop in systolic pressure can lower the risk of cardiovascular events, such as heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure, by about 10%. Christy Crowhite, who holds a doctorate in food science and nutrition and is a professor of human nutrition at the University of Alabama, added that small shifts in blood pressure, especially across a population, can influence long-term health outcomes. While the reduction in blood pressure may seem insignificant, even small improvements can make a difference over time, Crowhite told the Epoch Times in an email. For example, just a 2-point drop in systolic blood pressure can lower the risk of dying from heart disease by 7% and from stroke by 10%. The greatest benefits of the flavanol-rich foods were seen in those with elevated blood pressure, as in pre- or early-stage hypertension. In some cases, the blood pressure-lowering effect of flavanols was similar to what you might expect from lifestyle changes like eating less salt or even from certain medications, the study authors noted. The effect held up in both clinic visits and 24-hour blood pressure tracking, which gives a more complete picture of heart risk by capturing fluctuations throughout the day and night. The researchers suggest flavanol-rich foods could be included in clinical guidance for managing blood pressure alongside diet and exercise. Benefits beyond blood pressure. The heart protective effects extended beyond lowering blood pressure. Foods rich in flavanols also improved the blood vessels' ability to expand and contract, an early indicator of long-term heart health. Improvements appeared not only when these foods were eaten regularly, but even after one serving. The most consistent results were tied to epicatechin, a type of flavanol found in cocoa. Researchers believe flavanols boost nitric oxide levels in the body, which helps blood vessels relax and widen. This improves circulation and supports healthier blood pressure over time. While cocoa-rich foods showed the strongest effect, tea, apples, and grapes also made meaningful contributions, the study authors noted. To derive the benefits, however, cocoa should be taken in forms without added sugar, such as unsweetened cocoa powder or high cocoa dark chocolate. What is the right amount? Crowhite recently led and co-authored the first U.S. dietary guideline focused specifically on flavanols and cardiometabolic health, an initiative backed by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics and published in Advances in Nutrition, the International Review Journal of the American Society for Nutrition. Her team reviewed more than 150 clinical trials and found that 400 to 600 milligrams per day could help lower blood pressure, improve cholesterol levels, and support blood sugar balance, key indicators of cardiovascular and metabolic health. The guideline is food-based and not a recommendation for flavanol supplements. This dietary intake guideline was based on beneficial effects observed across a range of disease biomarkers and endpoints, she said. Sources of flavanols, practical, everyday foods. Based on these guidelines, some common sources of flavanols that can easily be incorporated into a daily diet include Tea, one of the easiest ways to boost flavanol intake. A single 8-ounce cup of black tea can provide up to 269 milligrams. Green tea offers around 120 milligrams per cup, and even decaf versions still provide benefits. Dark chocolate. A small serving of high cocoa dark chocolate, 20 to 30 grams or roughly 2 squares, provides about 30 milligrams of flavanols. Choose options with little or no added sugar to get the most benefit. Fruit. Apples, pears, and berries contribute smaller amounts. A small apple, for example, provides around 12 milligrams. A sample day's worth of flavanols. Here's a sample meal plan based on the dietary guidelines developed by Crowhite's team, designed to help reach the target of 400 to 600 milligrams daily. Breakfast. Oatmeal with a small banana and black tea provides 269 milligrams. Snack. Half a cup of blackberries, 31 milligrams. Lunch. Turkey sandwich on multigrain bread with apple, 12 milligrams. Snack. Dark chocolate squares, 30 milligrams. Dinner, blackened grouper with vegetables, rice, and red wine, 23 milligrams. Snack, mixed nuts and decaf green tea, 152 milligrams. A low-risk, high-reward choice. Most people in the studies had no side effects from flavanol-rich foods. Only 0.4% of participants reported mild symptoms such as headaches or digestive discomfort. Researchers recommend getting flavanols from foods rather than supplements, especially for people on blood pressure medication, since supplements haven't been studied as thoroughly and could interact with some drugs. We do consider a heart-healthy diet to be one encompassing fruits and vegetables where a lot of flavin-3-OL-rich foods are found, Garshik said. I would continue to encourage people to consume diets that are rich in fruits and vegetables and not in refined and processed foods. These foods aren't a substitute for medications. However, the research suggests that adding more tea, dark chocolate, and fresh fruit to your daily routine could support heart health, offering an easy, everyday boost for people managing high blood pressure.